taking these opening moments now to settle into our sitting postures. Feeling into the body in a very grounded way. So just notice all the contact points. The feet and legs, the bottom, the hands, and making sure the torso is nice and upright and dignified. Maybe roll the shoulders up, back and down, and lifting the chest and letting the shoulder blades gently flatten to the back with a nice strong back and soft open front. Head nicely balanced. And feeling the breath in the whole body. Taking a few nice full breaths in this posture. And letting the breathing subside. When you're ready, and yet let's anchor in breath and body as a whole for this practice of being with Vedana in the body. And noticing hindrances as they show. Can we intend to bring a friendly interest to our practice? How do you express that for yourself? Kindness, care, curiosity. And rest in these opening moments in our anchor of breath and body as a whole, resting in the present moment. Noting the different sensations as they show and how they're changing, they're moving. This is their nature. Anything that's particularly salient, make a mental note of it. Pulling, stretching, vibration. Tingling, and notice its changing nature. And returning back to breath and body as a whole, or moving to another salient sensation to notice. Being with the play of life in the body, just as it is, moment to moment. As we notice these sensations and perhaps note some of them with a label, we can also tag on their feeling tone, their Vedana. Pleasant sensation, unpleasant. Neither. Maybe the breath is neither. Maybe there's a pleasant tingling in the hands. An unpleasant stretching or pulling. Regardless, we note the experience. We note the Vedana. And we watch it move through. Same too for sounds, thoughts, and emotions as they may show. And if we notice that pleasant experiences draw us into the wanting mind, wanting mind, and how's its feeling tone? Or unpleasant experiences may draw us into not wanting, into aversion. We note that. We feel into it. Watch it shift and change. Maybe we're finding the breath neither, and we're getting lost. Maybe sloth and torpor showing, or restlessness, or flipping over to wanting. Regardless, we note any of the hindrances, including doubt. We can name them, name their feeling tone, let them move through, and feel back into breath and body as a whole. Now, within our anchor of breath and body as a whole, let's take a bit of time to primarily notice and open to pleasant sensations, pleasant experiences, and see what happens with them. Can we simply notice them, pleasant, pleasant? Can we notice if we get caught up in wanting and craving, and some dukkha, some stress? And then can we track it back? Ah, it was just pleasant. Pleasant sensation, pleasant thought, emotion. Let it be, move through. And ground again in breath and body as a whole. Noticing pleasant experiences, especially sensations. At any point, if this practice is feeling too much, just rest back in breath and body as a whole and ground here. And then taking time within breath and body as a whole to note unpleasant sensations. Name them, note unpleasant, and notice their changing nature. Notice if the mind gets caught in aversion, how that feels in the body. Now we're already back and present. Let it move through. And rest again in breath and body as a whole, grounding here. And noticing any unpleasant sensations, maybe thoughts, emotions, sounds that show. And what happens next? Can be especially interesting to notice what happens to unpleasant experiences when we deepen our attention into them. They will certainly change, and the feeling tone may change. So just by virtue of the attention, a challenging body sensation, the awareness of it can be quite pleasant. Or it may fade into neither. So watch too, feeling tone, Vedana, it changes too. Vedana is not all or nothing, all on a continuum, a little pleasant, a little unpleasant, majorly pleasant or unpleasant. And if you will, grounding in breath and body as a whole, and opening to the neither pleasant nor unpleasant sensations and experiences. And by virtue of them being neither, they sometimes are hard to notice. Maybe, though, the breath is neither. And there are places in the body that are, I think, for many of us, neither, like the earlobes, or underneath the chin or the underarms, behind the knees. Opening to the neither pleasant nor unpleasant and seeing what happens next. Seeing their changing nature. Does their Vedana shift by virtue of the awareness? The neither pleasant nor unpleasant breath with attention, maybe it becomes pleasant. Maybe it becomes tight and unpleasant. Just watching. No judgment. This is all part of having a nervous system on planet Earth. And grounding and breath and body as a whole. And opening again to all of the different sensations and their Vedanas as they show. The pleasant, the unpleasant, the neither. And seeing what happens next. Noticing any hindrances arising through any of the Vedanas and bringing awareness to that. Feel into it, watch its changing nature. keep grounding and noting, naming experiences and the Vedana and what happens. And when you're practicing at home, you might care to extend this practice and explore the different Vedanas and how they move and change. And how we can unhook from hindrances that may arise from them.